Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to an all new conversation right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. Wendy is back in the studio this morning. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to everybody out there.
How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I have no complaints. Always enjoy our time together. We have a lot of fun on air.
Yes, we do.
Off air. Question, though, for you. Will Smith, great guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Good actor. Do you know how you would follow Will Smith in the mud? Now that it's spring and muddy sometimes. You know how you'd follow him in the
Thinking
mud?
Thinking of all his movies.
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, you would just follow the Fresh Prince.
There you go.
Hey, we got a guest in the studio this morning.
Yes, we do. A very special guest, Ariel, our dementia care specialist. For those who have met her, they know how special she is. And she is here today to talk about all the wonderful things she offers our community through the ADRC.
Hi, Ariel.
That was really nice. Wow. I'm not going anywhere, yeah, Wendy.
I was going to say, keep going, keep talking. I mean, like, you know, and we're talking and we're talking.
I could fill an hour.
So what do we want to talk about today, Ariel?
Well, I have some upcoming events.
Yeah.
Some of my educational series that I like to hold yearly. So the next one coming up, I actually have in the next few weeks Dementia 101, but what I'm talking about this time is Dementia 201. So they kind of fit together. 101 is basically the basics. People like to ask me, well, should I be worried about me forgetting that person's name at the grocery store? And so I'll talk them through what's normal aging versus what are actual signs of dementia in which you should probably talk to your doctor about. And then Dementia 201 is more like, we know it's dementia, but there's a bunch of very strange symptoms. They're wandering, they're hoarding. We don't know how to deal with those symptoms. So 201, I talk through those symptoms and how to understand why they are showing those symptoms, and then how to approach those symptoms.
So, Ariel, is it fair to say then for 201, somebody's already been diagnosed?
Yes.
They know.
Okay. Yep. And then 101 is for we're seeing some things that are unusual and we're not sure. So they kind of fit together that way. And then for those who are kind of like me and you like to apply yourself a little bit more, the Virtual Dementia Tour is a wonderful type of educational training. It's simulation based. So you get to experience what it's like to have dementia in the closest way that we can make it possible for those with normal cognition. So that one is a little heftier of a session. We put you through an experience, and then we debrief that experience. Because a lot of people come out of that experience very, I don't want to say frazzled, but they have a lot of questions after that. Mm-hmm. And they start to notice, oh my gosh, my care recipient is doing the very things that I did in that room.
And I think it's fair to say frazzled because having had a family member with dementia, when you, like I have experienced that tour, and I experienced before my dad, and actually I cautioned my mom to go right after she was caring for my dad because many people feel bad, like, oh my gosh, I didn't know and I didn't understand and I wish I would have reacted better.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people who they no longer are actively caregiving and they'll say, wow, I wish I knew that back then. Mm. And, you know, you just have to tell them, hey, you didn't know what you didn't know, but now you do and you can still make changes to how you approach care. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely worthwhile to even come.
Oh, yeah.
Just be cautious knowing, preparing yourself for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that I can't give away, but please do that one. That one's one of my favorite ones.
So, Ariel, for both of these, Dementia 201 and the Virtual Dementia Tours, are these things that people have to sign up for in advance?
They are free, but I do have a cap. Like if I have 20 people call, I probably shouldn't hold a VDT for 20 people.
Yeah.
So I like to keep VDTs to roughly around 12 people. But then there is no cap for my lecture-based series. So 201, 101, however many I can fit in the room that I have reserved.
Yep.
Okay. Looking ahead, I know that the 201 course in Kewaunee is going to be on June 25th, and then in Manitowoc the next day, June 26th, 10 to 11:30, and then your virtual dementia tour is again Manitowoc July, and then Kewaunee also in July, so we got some time on that. But contact you guys and get some more information. What's the best way of doing that? How do they sign up? How do they reach out with questions?
They can call us at our office, 920-683-4180, or our toll-free, which is 1-877-416-416-7083.
Or find us online.
88. Wow, I need to practice that one.
One of them is right. Don't worry, Ariel. I've done that before. Yeah.
Do the 920 one. That's the one I know by heart.
Awesome. Yeah. Ariel, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do. Wendy, thanks for being here each and every week.
Thanks
we'll talk to you guys
us.
Again next week right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at seehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seehafer broadcasting station.